I finished the Bible in a year in December, and honestly, it was the hardest thing I've ever done. And I study organic chemistry. Yeah. Welcome to Bible Tea and Bubble Tea. My name is Agape, and each week I'm going to be trying out different flavors of bubble tea, which is my favorite drink, and also opening the Bible, which is my favorite book. So join me along the journey. So our bubble tea today is from Chai Time, and it is a matcha milk bubble tea with not that much ice and a few pearl tapioca balls. So this is our bubble tea. Yes. Mix these sugars around. Guys, this is where it's at. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9 and 10 says, "But he, who is the Lord, said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore I boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insult, in hardship, in persecution, in difficulties. For when I'm weak, then I am strong.'" And so, yeah, I said I finished Bible in a year this year. And honestly, it was the hardest thing and the most vulnerable and the most just brain chemistry changing thing I've ever done in my whole life. And there's actually a couple of reasons for that. It was extremely, extremely humbling. What I found was that I didn't like having to sit with Jesus when I sinned. I don't think anybody wants to do that, but picking up and reading the Bible and spending time with God and communing with God, and you sinned 30 minutes prior, or you shouted at your mother, or you've lusted after somebody or something, or you swear, or to be fair, you're just emotional. So many things can happen. And in those moments, having to go back to God and having to humble yourself before the Lord and say, "Lord, I've sinned. I'm sorry. I do not feel the best. I feel broken. I feel emotional. I feel tired. I feel angry. I feel hurt. I feel misunderstood." In those moments, having to go back to the Lord, commune with the Lord, that was the challenging thing about Bible in a year. It wasn't actually opening my Bible, but it was in the moments where I felt my most vulnerable and my most, the most heightened of emotions. Those were the moments, or when I also felt ashamed, those were the moments where it was actually the hardest for me to actually sit down and be with the Lord. And the thing is, yes, there is a reverence and there's a holiness before we enter the King of Kings, right? There's a, we enter his courts with praise and thanksgiving. But what I love about scripture is one of my favorite chapters in the Bible is actually Isaiah 6, right? Is when Isaiah has this vision of God. And he enters the throne room and he has that moment of woe is me, and a moment where he sees himself and he sees his sin and he sees his mess in comparison to the holiness of God. But what I also love about that moment is it's also when he says, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his glory." It reminded me that you can't have a woe is me moment if you haven't actually spent time gazing on the King, because then you're just wallowing in self-pity or in condemnation, which we know is not from God. And so what I actually loved was while I was reading the Bible, God was working on those feelings of pride within me that I felt like I needed to bring something beautiful before the Lord when he just wanted me. And so, yeah, Isaiah 6 is one of my favorite verses because it beautifully illustrates that moment. Like, the only reason why the woe is me is so powerful and why we know it is because Isaiah spent time gazing upon the Lord. And that's essentially what I did during that year and what I will continue to do for the rest of my life, is to gaze upon the Lord. So what's next, you might ask? Well, I'm going to keep reading and reading and reading and reading until I see him face to face.